All right, so plenty on the line today. We touched on the top of the show, the news on Friday, of course, the contract extension with Chris Harris Jr. News on Saturday, also, Monte Ball and Quentin Carter moved to IR, and linebacker Danny Trevathan, who's been eligible now for a few weeks to come back and play 2 weeks, is now active. He will play today, most likely. Mace, let's just talk really quick about getting him back, who really, he was this defense's leader. To see all the injuries he's gone through this year, the rehab he's been doing, to inject him back into this group is something that we've all kind of been waiting to see.
Exactly. You're waiting to see him working with Brandon Marshall, who has filled in so wonderfully for Trevathan this season. And you can, if you can find ways to get the two of them on the field together, it's a lot of speed, a lot of power, and a lot of great sideline-to-sideline pursuit. I think what you'll see from Trevathan today is, you know, using him in the nickel, and that kind of builds kind of a pitch count for him to get him back up to speed. So maybe he's not yet playing every down, but nickel might give him a majority of the snaps, and certainly with Marshall next to him, I think the two of them can kind of wreak some havoc.
Yeah, we've seen this defense grow quite a bit the last couple of weeks, whether it's been how they've blitzed, the turnovers they've created, Phil, and maybe getting a guy like Danny back could get them really into playoff mode.
Yeah, I mean, they already have the fourth best defense in the NFL, and then getting a guy like Danny Trevathan, he led the team with tackles, 124 tackles last year. He was tied for the team best three interceptions last year, and now you're injecting him into the fourth best defense already. He could be the kind of guy that makes this defense more dominant and pushes them over the top.
Yeah, Danny's a lot of things. He's also very patient. He has not gotten too frustrated while he's been sidelined. We caught up with him on Saturday before the Broncos jumped the plane to take to San Diego.
I mean, it's just a great feeling all around, you know. It's been a long time coming, man. I've been sitting back just waiting my time. You know, I'm just let everything take its course. And, you know, I'm here right now, so I'm willing to go out there and play hard with my team.
You said earlier in the week, you said you didn't care when you're out there, you're going to go full. How do you feel? You're ready to go full? Looking forward to also playing with Brandon Marshall, a good part of this group. You watched this defense for so long. Now you get to play with him.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be great to play with him. You know, it's going to be great to play with all them guys, man. They all got the right attitude. We're all aggressive, and we all fly around and make plays, and you know it's going to be spectacular to see what we look like all together, you know, especially game time. And you know, it's been a long time coming, like I said, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Congrats. Inactives are now out now that we're getting closer to kickoff. Not playing today for the Broncos, wide receiver Cody Latimer, running back Ronnie Hillman, of course, Kayvon Webster still with that shoulder, Paul Kornick with his ankle, Michael Schofield, and Jacob Tammy won't play today, and neither will defensive tackle Mitch Unrein. So you know Jacob Tammy's not going to dress. You know Julius Thomas, he is going to play today and hopefully a lot more snaps than last week, which were zero. The indication likely that he will, since Jacob Tammy is down. Julius says he is feeling so much better and knows he'll be better off this Sunday than he was last week.
Go. San Diego. You know, I'm doing a lot better, man. It's been a good week for me. Able to get out there and get more reps in practice than I've been getting the last couple weeks. So, you know, just coming back as always, you know, getting your feet under you, getting comfortable back out there again and kind of trying to get back on the same page as everybody else. So it's been good. You know, I'm excited and looking forward to Sunday.
What's been the difference, I guess, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week opposed to last Sunday when you did dress but weren't able to go?
You know, just in my movement, I feel more fluid. I'm able to do the things that I'm starting to expect from my body. So, you know, now my mind and my body are closer on the same page as where last week, you know, it was kind of tough to do the things I normally do. So this week was a much better week, and it was definitely exciting.
We saw Julius out here on the field about 45 minutes to an hour ago and tweeted out. He looked fired up. He knew he was ready to go. He's been dying to get back out on the field. And I think, Andrew, Broncos fans, we've all seen the run game just take off the last few weeks. Let's see what happens when you get one of the best downfield and red zone threats of the league back in the game with us. Let's see what might happen here when they're doing the run game and have Julius in the field at the same time.
Exactly, because going with the run emphasis the last few weeks, it was a little bit of necessity based on the personnel and not having Julius Thomas and his league-leading 9 red zone touchdown receptions out there. So certainly now you can force the Chargers into a little bit of pick-your-poison mode. And the other key thing at tight end, course, Jacob Tammy's down with a rib injury. So Dominique Jones will make his Broncos debut today. He's a 270-pound guy. He's a blocker more than a pass catcher. But having him will allow the Broncos to do maybe some more of those extra offensive lineman packages. But with him, it's Paul Kornick, who he, too, is out today with his own toe injury. So quite a few changes at tight end, and maybe the Broncos will be better for it.
I think I know why Julius was so excited. He was thinking back to last year when he went 74 yards all the way down the sideline and scored. I think it was in the first quarter. It's definitely the first half. So yeah, he's excited to be back here. But talk about attacking this San Diego defense. It always helps when you have a guy like Julius who hopes to be productive.
Most definitely. I mean, the Broncos have talked about facing some dominant defensive fronts this season. Well, today they're going to face a team that only has 19 sacks on the year. Dwight Freeney only has 2 sacks. He hasn't had a sack in 10 games. Coincidentally, he's never sacked Peyton Manning.
It's amazing.
We heard DeMarcus Ware talking earlier this week. He's never sacked Phillip Rivers, so that's kind of a cool thing coming into today. But as you talked about getting Julius Thomas back, maybe an option is to open up that passing game a little bit, considering that these guys can't really get pressure on the quarterback too much. Now, the first matchup that we had this year, Brandon Flowers, their safety, wasn't in the game. He wrote a little piece this week for Sports Illustrated saying that facing Peyton Manning is like kind of facing like a machine. And he had like an interesting story about how Manning just always knows when a blitz is coming, how to check out of it. So definitely having Julius back today and then facing a team that hasn't gotten the most pressure on quarterbacks this season could see the passing game open up a little bit.
Yeah, one thing we didn't really touch on too much at the top, but should have, is the fact that this team, they have to win. Chargers have to win if they want to keep any semblance of hope of making the playoffs alive. Their head coach, Mike McCoy, remember, Broncos coordinator for a long time. There's a lot of familiarity between these two teams, which make these games a little bit tougher. Offensive coordinator Adam Gase touched on that this week at Dove Valley.
Well, anytime you go on the road, it's tough. You know that. It's just it's never easy. It's, you know, challenging with the crowd and, you know, game day operations. You know, it's a challenge every week. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It's one of the hardest things to do is go on the road in the NFL and get a win. I mean, this week is no different. It's a tough challenge for us just because these guys know us so well. We know them so well, so it's a battle.
Yeah, another team knows you so well and vice versa. Do you have to bring more creativity to the table or less because you know all each other's secrets anyway?
I mean, it's one of those deals where you think that they don't know and they know and all that stuff, but for the most part, you got to go out there and just out-execute. You know, they're a well-coached group. You know, Coach Pagano does a great job with the defense. He's always going to have something that's going to challenge us and make us go to the sideline and regroup. And, you know, that's the toughest thing about seeing these guys as often as we do, and it seems like, you know, last year seeing them 3 times, that made it even tougher. So, you know, this is I think it's the 5th time we've played in the last 2 years, and it's never easy.